As an unlicensed doctor, we suggest a prescription for one of our shows. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Fake Doctor's Orders. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Coast to coast in Canada, across North America, and around the globe on the World Wide Web, this is Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru. And Raceline is driven by the Subaru WRX and WRX STI 11-time Canadian Rally Manufacturers Champion, and by the Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe, engineered to excite. A Subaru Canada presentation. Refer to us if you like as your national radio motorsport authority, the Raceline Radio Network. Eric Thomas, host and anchor. Lisa Pileski, our supreme commander and Raceline master control. Ryan Clark returns to man the network conduit. Coming up, there's a brand new tell-all Jeff Gordon biography headed for the Raceline bookshelf this fall, entitled Jeff Gordon, His Dream, Drive, and Destiny. We're one-on-one with the best-selling author Joe Garner for some inside stories of Jeff's life in his first authorized biography. Another major regional show along the network, the 32nd Annual Summer Nationals at Ransomville Speedway, so GM Tanner Robinson sets up their huge big block modified show at the Big R. Drag racing legend John Force finally stopped an almost year-long winless streak, but he had to dump his daughter, recent guest Courtney, in the final at the Mile High Nationals to do it. It is classic John Force reaction sound. Simon Pagenaud is comfortable with his IndyCar points lead, and we get more of your entries for the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest, your chance at the grand prize pack. In our race wrap, the Biggs were busy. Lewis romps again in Germany. Rain ruins the cup thing at Pocono. Pagenaud masters mid-Ohio. Lapcevich rewrites history, and Friesen gets more NASCAR shots. So for race fans across Canada and U.S. border states, powerful sport, powerful radio for 24 years, this is the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Lewis Hamilton, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
Master, what makes a man great?
Close your eyes and tell me what you hear.
I think I hear the rumbling of power, Master. Is that the thunder of destiny calling me to dig deep within to find my own strength?
No, my son, that's just Master Han and his 2017 Subaru WRX STI.
Hey, anyone need anything from the store? A gum?
The 2017 Subaru WRX STI.
Butter?
Nothing sounds like it. Nothing drives like it. Subaru, confidence in motion.
Did you hear about Frank? Arrested for drunk driving? I never would have thought he would make that mistake. He's got a great job and is a terrific dad.
Not all drunk drivers are the same, you know. They can be male or female, all different ages, come from all walks of life.
There are many types of drunk drivers. Some drink and drive rarely, while others do it all the time. That's why we have a variety of strategies to deal with them.
You know, a good friend of mine was charged, and she almost never drinks.
Speak your mind. ChangeTheConversation.ca.
The good people at Jack Links know a thing or two about perfection. And perfection is on full display with their new small batch jerky. Handcrafted and slowly smoked. With savory flavors like teriyaki and peppered, Jack Links small batch will leave you speechless. And probably crying tears of joy. Because it's good. So good. Sometimes the best things in life start small. Try the new small batch bacon jerky. Available in stores now.
Jack Link's beef jerky. Feed your wild side.
This is the ultimate must-have for motorcycle enthusiasts. Tissot is proud to present the T-Race MotoGP Limited Edition 2016 watch. This watch has the precision of the timekeeper, with chronograph functions resembling a bike dashboard and features such as the brake disc bezel and tire tread on the back of the bracelet. Available at your authorized Tissot dealer. For more information, visit TissotWatches.com. That's T-I-S-S-O-T Watches.com. Tissot. Swiss watches since 1853.
This ain't like when you're at a game and sign up for a credit card just to get the prize and then you immediately cancel the credit card. Because there's no prize when you sign up for our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Eric Thomas. Thomas, Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru with Raceline Race Wrap. Formula One off the top, the German Grand Prix. Easy win for England's Lewis Hamilton again. Overhauls Mercedes teammate and pole sitter Nico Rosberg into the first turn at Hockenheim. Held P1 rest of the way. Rosberg penalized 5 seconds for running Max Verstappen off track to put him further behind. Daniel Ricciardo had Lewis's lead down to about 5 seconds in the closing laps as it started to rain lightly, but Hamilton prevailed for his fourth win in a row. 6 of the last 7 GPs are his. Rosberg, fourth in Germany. F1 points, therefore, into Belgium after a long summer break, about a month or so. Hamilton's lead over Rosberg stretching to 19. Red Bull is now second in constructors. Look at this, 159 behind Merck, displacing struggling Ferrari down to third. When you're worth $3.1 billion, your family is a target for criminals. Bernie Ecclestone's mother-in-law, kidnapped in Sao Paulo, Brazil last week, was held for almost $37 million in ransom. 67-year-old Parasita Schunk is the mother of Bernie's current wife, Fabiana. Now, it's not the first time the Ecclestones have dealt with kidnapping. In 2011, a UK dental technician demanded $260,000 US to thwart what he claimed was a kidnapping plot targeting Ecclestone's daughter, Tamara. Peckham was caught. That's the name of the guy. 5 years in jail. Now, word just before we went to air. Mrs. Schunk is okay. She's been freed. No ransom paid. And that's a good ending to that story. IndyCar, the road course, Mid-Ohio, Lexington from the pole. Penske's Simon Pagenaud used timely cautions to work his fourth win of the season, fighting off teammate Will Power at the end. Canada's James Hinchcliffe finished a solid fifth. IndyCar points into Pocono. Pagenaud still on top by 58 now over Will Power. Jolting news in the series. Target Stores is leaving Chip Ganassi Racing, Scott Dixon's IndyCar side, after the season, but will stay on Kyle Larson's NASCAR entry. After 27 years, Target, whose incursion into Canada didn't work at all, wants to re-examine its marketing. Okay. Further down the paddock, though, in complete contrast, Penske's Simon Pagenaud, we just talked about, with that win in Mid-Ohio, a happy guy these days. He's really enjoying his long-standing IndyCar points lead.
That's a good thing, right? Pretty excited about it, actually. I'm having a great season with Team Penske. Dream season so far. Everything's going well. You know, Chevy's produced a very efficient aero kit and a really good engine as well. So we're able to show a lot of strengths on the road course, straight course.
The win makes it feel a lot better because Simon Jard is back in Ohio. It's sore. He's going to keep an eye on it. Indy Lights, couple of races to tell you about at Mid-Ohio. Race 1, Santiago Arusha again. Montreal's Zachary Clayman DeMello was 7th. Grimsby's Garrett Gris 10th. Stouffville's Dalton Kellett 11th. Race 2, yeah, Arusha again to sweep it. Kellett 9th, DeMello 7th, Grist 12th. He suffered a track off. NASCAR Sprint Cup, Pocono, PA. Rain never really did stop. Pushed ahead to Monday morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, as we are talking. Martin Truex Jr. and his Canadian crew chief Cole Pern on the pole. Coming up, Jeff Gordon biographer Joe Garner with a sneak peek into this fall's racing must-read. NASCAR Xfinity Series in Ohio. This make that Iowa at night to Eric Jones dominating. NASCAR trucks at Cup with Pocono. William Byron again, his 5th this season. Calgary's Cameron Haley, 2nd, equaling his best career finish at Atlanta. Nice work there, CH. And tremendous news for fellow Canuck Stuart Friesen. After wheeling the Billy Hess Hallmark truck at Eldora, Stu will jump back in for pavement assignments at Bristol, New Hampshire, Phoenix, Homestead, and, yeah, Daytona next year. Hope to have Friesen back on with us next week to detail that for us. NASCAR Canada Series in Saskatoon. Grimsby's Caden Lapcevich won it. At age only 16, the youngest winner in series history, a record that has stood for close to a decade. Caden called the win a dream come true. Yeah, no kidding. Son of veteran Jeff Lapcevich, the family is working despite and winning a shoestring budget. They usually can't afford to make the Western swing. Caden's only 1 point behind leader Andrew Ranger with 5 races to go. Caden has scheduled next week as a guest right here on Raceline Radio. In a straight line for you, NHRA drag racing, your winners at Sonoma, J.R. Todd in Top Fuel, John Force, again in Funny Car, and Greg Anderson in Pro Stock. So allow us to jump back to the Mile High Nationals at Denver, Colorado. Multi-time Raceline Radio guest John Forrest grabbed his first Funny Car victory of the season, ending an almost year-long winless streak. But he had to stop last week's Raceline Radio co-guest, daughter Courtney, in the flopper final to do it. John's victory podium was classic John Forrest.
First of all, a monkey on my back, I had a griller on my back. I've been, you know, let's face it, the competition's the best I've ever seen. And at my age, this was no time for me to get the choke stuck. To whip my baby girl, Courtney, in that Traxxas car, it was exciting. She run neck and neck. I thought she'd screw with me on the tree. She didn't. She went in. Hey, I'm 16-time funny car champ. I am not dead yet. And when I am, my kids and Robert Height will take it over.
John is still the best interview in pro sports, bar none. Our rally news, a presentation of the Subaru WRX and WRX STI, creating those monster sales. World Rally Championship to tell you about the Rally Finland. Citroën's Chris Meek clinched the victory ahead of Volkswagen's Jari Mati Latvala, his second in as many rallies in his part-time campaign, don't forget, after winning in Portugal in May and third of his WRC career. Faces in the pits, a fabulous 2 days of sprint car racing, plus at Oshweken Speedway and AM900 CHML Hamilton coverage. A record-setting crowd came to see NASCAR's guest, Casey Kane. Didn't disappoint, winning his first night's Northern Crate Nationals for 360 sprints. The next night, the only Canadian stop this summer for the World of Outlaws, points leader Donnie Shaw, seven-time champion, held off Brad Sweet and Jacob Allen to win the Aero Express Six Nations Showdown. These guys never dilly-dally. It took Shotzi just under 11 minutes to run and win the 30-lap A-Main, even with a couple of cautions, to claim his 16th Outlaws win this year. Casey Kane arrived in this one 14th. Big thank yous to Clinton Jeffrey, Glenn Stires, and everybody at Oshweken for the hospitality and a great show. And nice to partner with this event this year again on co-flagship station AM900 CHML Hamilton. Great crowd. You know why? Because promotion works. Thanks to the fans like you, of course. And for the first time, a university student from Canada has been awarded a career opportunity in F1. Yes, Felix Lamy from McGill University, the winner of this year's Infinity Engineering Academy Award. Felix, who's 21, from Gatineau, Quebec, selected from thousands of entries and beat nine other finalists to move to England this fall to begin a dream 12-month placement working with Infinity and the Renault Formula One race team. Is that impressive or what? What an opportunity. Congrats, Felix, and bonne chance. And that's going to do it for this week on the Raceline Race Wrap. Your questions, opinions, comments, make it sing. Share ideas, thoughts, and opinions with your fellow gearheads across the network, because your comments could win you the grand prize in our Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest. We get to your emails, entries, and comments shortly. All right, Lisa, the pit stop, please, but out the other end, another huge big block dirt modified show coming up along the network. The Summer Nationals at Ransomville Speedway with GM Tana Robinson, then best-selling author Joe Garner on his new Jeff Gordon biography, Jeff Gordon, His Dream Drive and Destiny. This is Raceline, presented by Subaru. See your local Subaru dealer for a performance drive today along the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Simon Pagenaud, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
Master, what makes a man great?
Close your eyes and tell me what you hear.
I think I hear the rumbling of power, Master.
Oh.
Is that the thunder of destiny calling me to dig deep within to find my own strength?
No, my son, that's just Master Han and his 2017 Subaru WRX STI.
Hey, anyone need anything from the store? A gum?
The 2017 Subaru WRX STI.
Butter?
Nothing sounds like it. Nothing drives like it. Subaru, confidence in motion.
The good people at Jack Links know a thing or two about perfection. And perfection is on full display with their new small batch jerky. Handcrafted and slowly smoked. With savory flavors like teriyaki and peppered, Jack Links small batch will leave you speechless. And probably crying tears of joy. Because it's good. So good. Sometimes the best things in life start small. Try the new small batch bacon jerky. Available in stores now.
Jack Link's Beef Jerky. Feed your wild side.
Did you hear about Frank? Arrested for drunk driving? I never would have thought he would make that mistake. He's got a great job and is a terrific dad.
Not all drunk drivers are the same, you know. They can be male or female, all different ages, come from all walks of life.
There are many types of drunk drivers. Some drink and drive rarely, while others do it all the time. That's why we have a variety of strategies to deal with them.
You know, a good friend of mine was charged, and she almost never drinks.
Speak your mind. ChangeTheConversation.ca.
TSO is proud to present the T-Race Moto GP Limited Edition 2016 watch, featuring a carbon effect dial with a remarkably rich design. This watch has the precision of the timekeeper, with chronograph functions resembling a bike dashboard and features such as the brake disc bezel and tire tread on the back of the bracelet. Available at your authorized Tissot dealer. For more information, visit TissotWatches.com. That's T-I-S-S-O-T Watches.com. Tissot, Swiss watches since 1853.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. No medical exam or health questions will be asked. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
This is the Raceline Radio Network. Eric Thomas jabbering. Check out our Raceline Radio Network Facebook page. You can also follow us on Twitter at ET Raceline. Once again, staying on top of the major regional events across this here network, this one just across the river in Niagara, in News Talk 610 CKTV St. Catharines coverage, the Super Dirt Car Big Block Modifieds, once done at Merrittville. On the Canadian side, we'll go through customs again for the 32nd Annual Summer Nationals, Tuesday, August 2nd, at the Big R Ransomville Speedway. Setting it up for us, General Manager Tana Robinson, back with us on Raceline Radio.
I think it's safe to say, by unofficial comparison, that Ransomville has had some of the best attendance of any dirt track in the area or right across our network. Pretty good numbers. The 50-50 is usually always pretty healthy. All the indicators are there. Has the attendance picked up in your mind?
The attendance has been very strong this year. Certainly many factors. I think the improvements that are being made certainly pique people's interest.
Right, right.
And brings them out. We have a new scoreboard that just went up. It now shows the top five, and
perfect.
You know that, that people love that. There's also a new video board being installed now, which will be able to show all the fans the instant replays and everything that the officials use to make calls and so on. I mean, I don't want to jinx us, but
yeah.
We've literally had maybe two Fridays where there was even rain anywhere near us, and it still didn't hit us.
Yeah.
We have been very blessed. Of course, that's a double-edged sword because that also means our pond is depleted and we are now purchasing water from the town by using the fire hydrant out front.
Oh, wow. You know, it's a real task. I mean, first of all, you know, all you can do is really pour, you know, thousands of gallons of water on the thing and hope that it'll moist up. But then, as you say, have you ever known a time when Ransomville has had to buy water when your pond runs dry like that?
Not since I've been involved
in
my 17th year straight. So, no, I've never seen the pond this low. I've never seen us have to purchase water. I've never, and I don't want to jinx myself, never been a part of a season where we have gone 13 events straight without a rainout. It's a good thing.
Yep.
It certainly, you know, we're getting the most out of the business that we can.
Yep.
The flip side of it is difficult on the surface because it does need some natural water and you sometimes tend to see tempers a little bit more quick to snap because we haven't had a break. Financially, it's been a successful season.
Let's talk about the big one, the August 2nd, 32nd annual Ransomville Summer Nationals for the Super Dirt Car Big Block Modifieds. This is the biggest show on the calendar all year for you, isn't it, Tana?
It certainly is. It's the opportunity for our local fans who don't travel very much to get to see the stars.
Yep.
Stars of who make up the Dirt Car Big Block Series. And they all will converge on Ransomville Speedway on Tuesday to take on our local hometown heroes who, you know the track better than anybody.
Yeah.
Especially this year with the changing track conditions with the new surface. The outsiders truly are coming in blind. Anything that they may have used as a setup in the past may not work for them now because it is a new surface and the banking is different and a lot of things have changed. So I think Tuesday is going to be very interesting.
Should be. Brett Hearn, Fuller, you know, Matt Shepard, Billy Decker, Danny Johnson, the best are there. Stuart Friesen, I mean, he's the, you know, remembering his family owned Ransomville for over 40 years. Is Stu due for this race? Do you know, Tana?
Yes, he is.
Oh, perfect.
In fact, the Friesens will be making their First real true visit back to the Speedway. Yvonne and Jamie have rented a VIP suite to entertain their family. It's grueling on these drivers for this much travel, and for them to have 17 guys faithfully following it, that says a lot about the series and the future of it.
Tanner Robinson, General Manager, Ransomville Speedway, talking up there Tuesday, August 2nd, 32nd Annual Summer Nationals featuring the Super Dirt Car, Big Block Modifieds. Amenities as well, you've got camping on the grounds, don't you?
Yeah, we allow free camping. We don't really have any hookups or anything, but the washrooms are certainly open.
Yep, and you've got the traditional chicken barbecue, always a huge hit before this one, and that's a big part of this show too, isn't it?
Oh, it definitely is. The Fireman's annual fundraiser with the chicken barbecue. That chicken barbecue is second to none. It's definitely something. If you're going to be here on Friday or Tuesday, you want to plan on having that for your dinner because it really is delicious.
Oh yeah,
and it also benefits the local firemen.
Yeah, it's a good thing. It's one of the fabulous parts of this. Directions, details, anything else fans may want to know listening to this, Tanner, they can go to the Ransomville website, can't they?
Yeah, we have an event page. It's a full page dedicated just to the Summer Nationals. It will give ticket pricing, gate times, everything, all our GPS address, all of it is on the event page for their convenience, and that's right at RansomvilleSpeedway.com.
Tana, it's easily one of the highlight regional events along the Raceline Radio Network every summer, the August 2nd, 32nd Annual Ransomville Summer Nationals featuring the Super Dirt Car Big Block Modifieds. Thanks for the preview, Tana. We will, of course, see you there.
Thanks, Eric, very much for all that you do for the sport.
Oh, thank you, Tana. Ransomville Speedway GM Tana Robinson setting up their 32nd annual Summer Nationals August 2nd featuring the Super Dirt Car Big Block Modifieds. It's always an outstanding show. All right, Lisa, another pit stop before we get into the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest. Then we're one-on-one with best-selling author Joe Garner and his new revealing Jeff Gordon biography, His Dream, Drive, and Destiny. This is Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network.
Hi, this is John Forrest for coming right back on Raceline Radio.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Do not settle. Demand. Demand. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network is Canada's national radio motorsport authority. I'm Eric Thomas. I wanted to check out my Thomas Tales blog and the Canadian Motor Speedway website, and my Thomas Tales columns and Inside Track Motorsport News. New issue coming out shortly in a brand new Tales, and on the web, on the Raceline page at sportsnet.ca. It's all over the joint. Here we go again with our Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest, your chance to win the grand prize pack. We ask you Subaru trivia questions. You have to include the answer to those questions in your email of commentary to qualify to go into the break drum for the official draw to win the prize pack. The winning entry is drawn at random at the end of the on-track racing season by me, and the winner claims the prize pack loaded up with all kinds of good stuff from Subaru, already putting the prize pack together. It's going to be a good one. Talking about the BRZ Sports Coupe, because the BRZ happens to be the official Raceline Radio Network special events cruiser, don't you know? So here's the question. The four-cylinder Subaru Boxer engine that powers the good old Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe, I need you to give me the peak horsepower of that motor. And at what RPM is it achieved? I'll ask it again. The four-cylinder Subaru Boxer engine that powers the Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe. Give me the peak horsepower of that motor, and at what RPM is it achieved? Use Eric at RacelineRadio.ca. That's Eric at RacelineRadio.ca to get your email entry into us. You spell Eric with a capital E, a small K. You don't ever put a space between Raceline and Radio, okay? Let us now go to the mailbag. Look who's checking in here. Listening on AM 900 CHML Hamilton, our co-flagship station, our good friend Sharpie, David Sharp, is checking in. Hi, Eric. Nice knapsack I had on Friday up at the Indy, huh? I'm a forward guy, but the Subaru bag that came in the prize pack looked good and came in handy. Good to catch up with you at the Indy and Toronto ET. I miss seeing you trackside with the broadcast, but I'm sure it'll happen again next year, and we certainly do hope that's the case as well, Sharpie. As for the venue, geez, it's sad to say, but perhaps the glory years of the location is in the rearview mirror. The event can be rejuvenated, and I think Mr. Fellows up at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park may be able to do that. As I talked to some of the drivers from Ray Hall to Kellett to Grist and Thompson, all thought the track was very bumpy, tight, and this was before it began to come apart during the races, as most people saw. Brief comments, though, from a personal one. Talked to Dalton Kellett after the first practice Friday, came over to the hauler and smiled and said, "Love your T-shirt because I love Rush, the band." Yeah, Sharpie's Canada's number one Rush fan. As if the guy isn't already a great driver, he's got great taste in music. Finally, I wanted to convey and commend a story from the A.J. Foyt Racing team because they did something at the Indy that really needs to be noticed by other teams. I was hanging around Eric watching them work on Sato's car, Takuma Sato, their driver. Saw A.J. lumber to the back hospitality table to snack and chat with sponsors. Struck up a conversation with Pat, a team member, and he does the fueling on race day. After a tiny bit of small talk, began to realize that our talk led to topics that we enjoyed and soon got into yakking about dirt racing, the old days of the sport, Canadian beer, and poutine. Well, we laughed, and he was showing me pictures in his iPhone of his own car that he's building. He was a really nice guy. The same moment, these young kids were waiting for Takuma to emerge from the hauler after debriefing, and these three kids were maybe, 6 to 9 years old. Their dad was with them, all decked out in Sato shirts and, of course, flying the Japanese flag. All of a sudden, out came a rep from the AJ hauler with hats, die-cast cars, and approached the kids, gave them the hat, the cars, and took them over to meet Takuma Sato. This team, Eric, gets it. It's what IndyCar needs to do, not only to keep fans, but more importantly, make new ones. These kids will never forget that. It was just great to see. And by the way, Eric, I believe your Subaru BRZ engine produces so much horsepower at so much RPM, and dag nabbit, he's got it right. Way to go, Sharpie. So Sharpie's in to the brake drum with an entry for the contest to win another prize pack. He's already won one, but there's no rule that says he can't win another one. There's no rule that says he can't enter the contest again. There's no limit on how many prizes you can win. There's no limit on how many times you can enter the contest. So be like Sharpie in between his messages, and always good and very detailed. And he's right. With Takuma Sato, you know, seeing those young fans there, young Japanese family were there with, you know, flying the Japanese flag, and they came out with die-cast cars and hats. They've made fans for life, and that's what you need to do. And a lot of teams do that. Some don't. Some do it clandestinely. You don't see it all the time, but way to go for AJ and the Takuma Sato bunch for doing the right thing at the Indy. We need your entries. We need your commentary. The Subaru trivia question you have to answer to qualify to win the prize pack is this one. The four-cylinder Subaru Boxer engine that powers the Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe. Give me the peak horsepower, and at what RPM is it achieved? All right? Use Eric at RacelineRadio.ca to connect with your email. Eric is spelled with a capital E and a small K. All right, let's roll off another pit stop, Lisa. Then we're inside Jeff Gordon's first authorized biography, his dream drive and destiny, with best-selling author Joe Garner. This is Raceline, presented by Subaru. Test drive of BRZ Sports Coupe today for the ultimate in performance handling. This is the Raceline Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jeff Gordon. Raceline Radio returns in a moment.
Master, what makes a man great?
Close your eyes and tell me what you hear.
I think I hear the rumbling of power, Master.
Oh.
Is that the thunder of destiny calling me to dig deep within to find my own strength?
No, my son, that's just Master Han and his 2017 Subaru WRX STI.
Hey, anyone need anything from the store? Like gum?
The 2017 Subaru WRX STI.
Butter?
Nothing sounds like it. Nothing drives like it. Subaru, confidence in motion.
Did you hear about Frank? Arrested for drunk driving? I never would have thought he would make that mistake. He's got a great job and is a terrific dad.
Not all drunk drivers are the same, you know. They can be male or female, all different ages, come from all walks of life.
There are many types of drunk drivers. Some drink and drive rarely, while others do it all the time. That's why we have a variety of strategies to deal with them.
You know, a good friend of mine was charged, and she almost never drinks.
Speak your mind. ChangeTheConversation.ca.
The good people at Jack Links know a thing or two about perfection. And perfection is on full display with their new small batch jerky. Handcrafted and slowly smoked. With savory flavors like teriyaki and peppered, Jack Links small batch will leave you speechless. And probably crying tears of joy. Because it's good. So good. Sometimes the best things in life start small. Try the new small batch bacon jerky. Available in stores now.
Jack Link's beef jerky. Feed your wild side.
This is the ultimate must-have for motorcycle enthusiasts. Tissot is proud to present the T-Race MotoGP Limited Edition 2016 watch.
This watch has the precision of the timekeeper, with chronograph functions resembling a bike dashboard and features such as the brake disc bezel and tire tread on the back of the bracelet. Available at your authorized Tissot dealer. For more information, visit TissotWatches.com. That's T-I-S-S-O-T Watches.com. Tissot, Swiss watches since 1853.
Send us all your money. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher, and we'll send you a free subscription for Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. Absolutely free.
Canada's National Radio Motorsport Authority for 24 consecutive seasons. Yep, Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru. Through more than a few interviews and countless stories, Jeff Gordon's always had a lot of airtime on this program, and why not? Four-time NASCAR Sprint Cup champion, into the heart of the Canadian racing scene as oval track designer for the Canadian Motor Speedway project ongoing in Fort Erie, Raceline being the official radio voice of CMS, Jeff's retirement to the TV booth, his reemergence on track subbing for Hendrick mate Dale Earnhardt Jr., and now a brand new book on the man for the Raceline bookshelf. His first authorized biography, Jeff Gordon, His Dream, Drive, and Destiny, due for release in October, reveals much more about Jeff's childhood and his personal life than ever before. Handling the project, one of the best-known authors when it comes to documenting American popular culture, best-selling author Joe Garner on Raceline Radio.
You guys have known each other for a while, have you not?
Yeah. You know, Jeff's got an affinity for the history of the sport, and, you know, he's a wonderful talent. And so, yeah, it was an obvious choice for me to ask Jeff to be involved in that. We've just remained in contact ever since.
Yeah, wow, it's amazing. Five-time New York Times bestselling author Joe Garner, the author of the brand-new Jeff Gordon biography, His Dream, Drive, and Destiny, Jeff's first authorized biography due for release October 18th or so. You obviously get along very well with Jeff, and you've known him for a long time, but I've often wondered if a biographer ever gets a hold of somebody and all of a sudden there's for some reason there's friction there. Do you have to like the guy that you're writing about?
You know, I'm going to confess something, Eric. This is my first biography.
Okay.
All of the other books that I've done, the 11 prior, have all been collections of significant pop culture moments. My perception of doing biographies is that you don't necessarily have to like the person.
Okay, yeah.
You certainly have to be curious about the person. In this particular case, though, I like Jeff. And what you see is what you get. He is the most unassuming, unpretentious star
I've
ever known or ever been around.
This biography is very special for Jeff, isn't it? I mean, he gets a chance to really open up about his career on the track and his personal life off the track, right?
Well, and I'll tell you, really, the focus was off the track.
Okay.
We sort of had a mutual agreement. His requirement for me was that I truly get to know him.
Right.
You know, we've known each other and so forth, but truly get to know him. And that meant traveling with him. That meant going to the tracks. That meant, you know, being with him in his home, at special events, things like that, to really get to know him. And for me, what I said to him was, Jeff, everybody knows what you are.
Yeah.
Now we have to tell them who you are. Because I'll be honest with you, Eric, when John Bickford, Jeff's stepfather, first approached me with the idea of doing a biography, First thing I did was what I always do. I went to Amazon, clicked in Jeff Gordon's name, and I said, John, there's umpteen biographies here.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, but they're all just rehashed newspaper, you know, news articles, feature stories, and things like that.
Yeah.
And so that's when I said, you know, everybody knows what you are, Jeff. Now they need to know who you are. And he said, well, okay, I'll just think of you as my therapist.
Yeah, that's the best way to look at it, you know. And you had you had almost unlimited access to this guy. I mean, you traveled all over the country. I mean, he wanted to be, you know, straight forward and honest with you. And anybody else you interviewed, he wanted them to be honest as well. But you had almost unlimited access to Jeff, did you not, Joe?
Completely unlimited. And I'll tell you, it's been kind of funny because every once in a while I'll hear from some of the people that work for him. They'll say, Joe, you've spent more time with Jeff in the last year and a half, 2 years than we have.
Yeah.
And it was necessary because I really needed to explore you know, every facet of his upbringing. We actually took a poll or surveyed his fan base and asked people to tell us, what do you want to know about Jeff?
Right.
And almost without exception, it was, we want to know more about his childhood. We want to know more about his upbringing. We want to know more about his personal life and so forth. And so that's what we did. And that was the focus, and really explored all of that, because you can read the stats and see the, you know, read the accounts of various races and that kind of stuff. The real important thing was to get to the bottom of who Jeff Gordon is. And one of the things that he said to me too, Eric, was he said, Joe, I don't want you just talking to people that like me.
Yeah.
I want you to talk to people that don't like
exactly.
me. And I'll tell you where I treaded. One example is, and I'm not saying that there's animosity here, but there was the potential for it, and that was Bill Davis.
Oh, sure, the guy from Ford.
Jeff left Bill Davis, right.
Yeah.
And John said to me, you know, good luck getting that interview.
Yeah.
And when I reached out to Bill and Gail, to their credit, they said, you know, nobody's ever asked.
No kidding.
So I said,
really?
Wow. I'm asking. And I went to Batesville, Arkansas, and sat down with them and went through the whole story.
Yeah.
And Jeff, too. And it's the first time, I think, that you'll actually be able to read in detail Jeff's perception of things and Bill and Gail's perception of things. And so the story is complete now, I think.
Is that one of the more surprising things that you discovered? I think most people think because he's such a clean-cut, straightforward adult that he was like that as a child. I mean, you know, when he was a kid and with John and Carol, I mean, you know, every once in a while he would get in with the wrong crowd and do what kids are, you know, normally do, right?
That's exactly right. And I think that's one of the facets of his story that people are going to be most surprised at. Jeff was this close to being sent to military school.
There you go.
When he was 12 years old. Yeah. He had a friend that John and Carol were not fond of. They snuck out one night underage, drove to San Francisco from Vallejo, and broke into a parking garage because Chris had convinced them that this was going to be a cool place to go skateboarding.
Skateboarding, yeah.
and they did. They get on their stomachs. They go down the circular drive and so forth. Jeff said it was one of the coolest nights of his life. Got home, snuck back into the house, went to bed, got up the next, you know, got up just a couple of hours later, went to school, home only to discover that he had left the screen and the ladder against the house.
Busted.
And, of course, totally busted.
Yeah.
And they packed his bags and everything, made him believe completely that he was on his way out. But, you know, that was a wake-up call for Jeff. But, yeah, Jeff said to me, he said, Joe, people are going to read about me in this book like they've never read about me before.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something else we did too, Eric, is that, you know, it's very much a biography, but it's a biography with a gift book presentation. And what I mean by that is that we packed it with photographs and images of some of the artifacts, important artifacts throughout Jeff's career, letters and contracts and things like that. So it really is a complete collection of Jeff's story.
Well, I've mentioned that we've read some excerpts that have been around, and it's a nice, fast-paced read, Joe. It doesn't bog down like other bios that I've read, and that's something authors strive for, right? I mean, you want the work to be factual, but you also want it to be very readable and very entertaining, and that balance is not often easy to find, though, is it?
Well, thanks. Yeah, that was our goal, too. We wanted this to be fun. We wanted it to be a fun read. And I have to give credit to Jeff for that, too, because, you know, even though we did extensive interviews and things like that, he remained involved and has remained involved in every step of the development of this book. That was really surprising to me and surprising to others, too, because you hear of celebrities or celebrity athletes and so forth. They, you know, pay lip service to it, and they'll give you a little bit of time. But Jeff has been completely involved in the development of this book and the stories and making sure that they're accurate and making sure that he gives something to the reader, that they actually will read about him like they haven't before.
Yeah.
And that's come through in the way the stories read, and I'm glad that you picked up on that.
No, I did. I did right away. Joe, I don't want to be pretentious here, but might this go down as one of your favorite works in your career to work with Jeff Gordon? I mean, you've worked with Bob Costas, and the list of bestsellers is certainly renowned. Could this go down as one of the highlights of your literary career?
Absolutely. This was so much fun.
Good.
And as I confessed at the beginning, this was my first biography, so I really wasn't sure how this was going to work. I have a routine for all of the other books that I've done, and this one was, you know, this was a lot of unknown territory, and but it wound up turning out to be a labor of love, and of course, I felt a tremendous responsibility.
Yeah.
Because this is his first authorized biography, and it really is a legacy project. So I really kept Jeff and his fans foremost in my mind to make sure that I lived up to his expectations and to theirs. And I'm thrilled to death with the way it turned out. And I think the fans will be too.
Joe Garner, the author of Jeff Gordon's first authorized biography, His Dream, Drive, and Destiny, has been our special guest. Joe, thank you for the time. Thank you for the book. We look forward to the October release.
Oh, Eric, it's my pleasure, and you've got an autographed copy coming your way.
Oh, that's nice. But yeah, just in time for Christmas, you can pre-order Jeff Gordon's new biography directly from jeffgordon.com and watch social media for other availabilities for you to grab Jeff Gordon, His Dream, Drive, and Destiny. Great time talking to the author, Joe Garner, on Raceline Radio. All right, Lisa, the final pit stop, and we'll come back and tee up next week's show and more on The Last Lap. This is Raceline presented by Subaru, powered by the heart-pounding turbocharged WRX STI. On the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Steve Kinzer, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
Master, what makes a man great?
Close your eyes and tell me what you hear.
I think I hear the rumbling of power, Master.
Oh.
Is that the thunder of destiny calling me to dig deep within to find my own strength?
No, my son, that's just Master Han and his 2017 Subaru WRX STI.
Hey, anyone need anything from the store? Like gum?
The 2017 Subaru WRX STI.
Butter?
Nothing sounds like it. Nothing drives like it. Subaru, confidence in motion.
The good people at Jack Links know a thing or two about perfection. And perfection is on full display with their new small batch jerky. Handcrafted and slowly smoked. With savory flavors like teriyaki and peppered, Jack Links small batch will leave you speechless. And probably crying tears of joy. Because it's good. So good. Sometimes the best things in life start small. Try the new small batch bacon jerky. Available in stores now.
Jack Link's beef jerky. Feed your wild side.
Did you hear about Frank? Arrested for drunk driving? I never would have thought he would make that mistake. He's got a great job and is a terrific dad.
Not all drunk drivers are the same, you know. They can be male or female, all different ages, come from all walks of life.
There are many types of drunk drivers. Some drink and drive rarely, while others do it all the time. That's why we have a variety of strategies to deal with them.
You know, a good friend of mine was charged, and she almost never drinks.
Speak your mind. ChangeTheConversation.ca.
TSO is proud to present the T-Race MotoGP Limited Edition 2016 watch, featuring a carbon effect dial with a remarkably rich design. This watch has the precision of the timekeeper, with chronograph functions resembling a bike dashboard and features such as the brake disc bezel and tire tread on the back of the bracelet. Available at your authorized TSO dealer. For more information, visit TSOWatches.com. That's T-I-S-S-O-T Watches.com. TSO, Swiss watches since 1853.
As an unlicensed doctor, we suggest a prescription for one of our shows. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Fake Doctor's Orders. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Raceline across Canada on the Raceline Radio Network. White flag is up. That means we're on the last lap. So here's what we have planned for next week. Going to reconnect with Niagara on the Lake Stuart Friesen as he picks up some additional NASCAR Truck Series work for the Billy Hess Hallmark Group. On the TSO Talent Watch, you're going to meet Super Team Caden Lapcevich, already a sensation in the NASCAR Canada ranks, and he's only 16. Plus more of your entries for the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest. But when checkers fly, we say goodbye, Hugh Normus. Raceline thank yous going out to Joe Garner, Tana Robinson, John Forrest, and Simon Pagenaud. Thanks to Supreme Commander Lisa Pileski and Ryan Clark for ops, pre and post production, and to our Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest players and qualifiers. So from all of us at Raceline Radio, I'm Eric Thomas.
So long, everyone. Raceline Coast to Coast on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru, has been driven by the Subaru WRX and WRX STI, 11-time Canadian Rally Manufacturers Champion, and by the Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe, engineered to excite. Talk to y'all again next week, right here on Raceline Radio.